some were expecting big shifts in yield numbers in USDA's crop production report on Friday, but the shift in Indiana crops was minimal. USDA stuck with their prediction of Indiana corn yield at 205 bushels per acre. They decreased Indiana soybean yield by one bushel, down to 61. I posed the question to Purdue Extension's soybean Sean Castile in August of what would it take for crops to reach those estimates?
The perfect conditions. That'd be the nice, timely rains, the sunshine, all those things. We haven't gotten those in the last few weeks.
It's been dry.
Castile
explains that in the southeast part of the state, later planted crops have compromised root systems that will limit yield. And in the northeast part of the state,
beans are turning to flipping over. So, yeah, I think this crop is quickly coming. Water rules a day and the lack of it, we're hitting senescence pretty quick.
So how far off are we from that 61 bushels per acre in Castile's opinion?
I mean, we're still, as far as good to excellent, just looking those up, we're still around low 60s, like 61%. So that's fair. It's not, I mean, our highest yield, our record-breaking years, we're around 65 to 70 as we tail out July, August, and September. And we just haven't been there. We've been in the upper 50s, low 60s, good to excellent most of the season, both crops. And I just don't see us advancing in any way to get to that level.
In August, Castile predicted a 58.5 bushel per acre statewide average for soybeans, but after the August weather,
I'd say we might be struggling to get that at the state level.
Nationally, USDA is projecting corn yield at 186.7 and soybeans at 53.5.